Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. TGI Friday, everybody. Thomas Miller on the Friday, March 1st Fun Astrology Podcast. Thanks so much for stopping by. I couldn't find my power cord this morning, so that's why it's even a little more delayed than normal. I really, really, really am hoping to catch these things up to where they're a day ahead, and you get them early like we normally do, but right now, being on the road, it's the best I can do, so just live with me, and we'll get back to normal here as quickly as possible. Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, the sun is in that sextile to Jupiter today, exact. We've already had Saturn and already had Mercury. So today is the sun, and it already has happened. So it happened at 7:14 this morning Eastern. So we've been in that energy for the last 48 to 72 hours, so no real surprise there as far as energetically, but there is another little tag on that triple stellium that we had on Wednesday, and that is Saturn now is the oracle planet. In other words, the planet that breaks above the horizon right before the sun. And that's because, obviously, the sun crossed over it as part of the movement away from Saturn after Wednesday. That's going to hold until March 17th, and then the sun will usurp Neptune on its way out of Pisces. So then Neptune will be the oracle planet, and then Venus will jump over Saturn, and it goes on and on. But basically, Saturn will be the oracle planet, the last planet above the horizon until March 17th. So that really continues to drum in what we talked about around the triple stellium on Wednesday, and that is let Saturn be the drumbeat for all of this. Slow and steady. Pay attention to details. Don't worry about the fast buck. If there's a fork in the road and one road looks longer, take it. You know what I'm talking about. Just don't rush things right now and pay attention to the little minute details of our lives. That's the best way to keep an eye on all of this. Now, the moon is in Scorpio again today, and there's a good aspect tomorrow as the moon leaves Scorpio for Sagittarius. The void, of course, will be at 2:47 in the morning. That last aspect is a trine with Neptune. So if you're dealing with anything spiritually related, I would say try to move it forward as much as you can today. Take actions that you would like a favorable connection to the home office to be a part of. Then after a six-hour void, of course, the moon enters Sagittarius at just before 9 tomorrow morning Eastern time, so that means you have basically the whole weekend with a Sagittarian moon. And for you lovers, there is one other aspect you might be aware of. It happens Sunday morning exactly at 8:17. Venus squares Uranus, Venus in Aquarius. So if you find yourself in a little bit of my versus thee or thou challenge with your partner, and there might be a surprise kind of thing, try to make it fun and playful. Realize the conflict might present itself. There might be a little scratchy in there, or there might just be a surprise. Wow, I didn't see that coming. But it could be that little bit of tension rope that you need in order to move your relationship a lot farther forward. If you're trading, if you're in the markets, well, I would say be a little careful today if you're day trading today. The market is really the ultimate trickster, isn't it? It is the ultimate Mercury retrograde Uranus kind of thing. Surprise, we're taking you this way. Oh, no, wait, here we're going over that way. That's kind of what yesterday's action looked like. It seemed as I checked in on it. But today, you might just be a little careful and watch the reversals. And on that note, yes, I am planning on doing Merriman in the morning. It will be from Dallas. Hopefully, I get up early and have the arrangement to be able to do that. He missed a week, then I missed a week, so it is time for us to catch back up. Short little one today. I have to get ready to go meet Robert one more time to kind of have a little morning cup of coffee and then head on out to Dallas. So you guys have a great Friday, a wonderful weekend. I hope to see you tomorrow. I am planning on something Sunday night, just not sure the timing yet. I'll find out more and I will post something in our Facebook group. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you back on Monday.